The Osgood File, sponsored by LiftMaster, champion of garage and gate safety. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I don't know about you, but I was stunned. The ultimate outsider decides he will do the Republican Party's bidding.
I have signed the pledge.
More after this from Charlie. Donald Trump yesterday changed his mind and promised not to make a third-party run for the White House, even if he loses the Republican nomination. He clearly didn't want to sign that document pledging support to whoever wins. So why did he do it? Well, I can see at least three reasons. Number one, Reince Priebus, head of the Republican Party, came to his headquarters to get his signature, a sign of respect. Second, several state party organizations had threatened to keep him off the ballot if he didn't sign, which would have cost him the votes he needs to turn his high poll numbers into actual delegates. But here's what I think is the most important point. It's looking more and more like he actually could win the nomination, even though he says stuff the party hates. Now, he does have considerable conservative credentials, including a gun, as he told talk show host Hugh Hewitt.
Do you own a gun?
I do.
What kind?
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
I have
How
a
do you define
to carry? I have a license. I have a license to carry concealed.
But he has also said things that would have sunk any other Republican. He's embraced Democratic programs like Social Security and universal medical coverage. He's refused to cut off Planned Parenthood, and he wants to tax the rich. But now, with the pledge, if he wins, the other 16 are pledged to campaign for him no matter what he said. I think that's why he signed, because he looked around and realized, I'm not pledging myself to the Republican Party. The Republican Party is pledging itself to me.
I've taken deals that should have been bad, and I've made them great.
The words of a man who may have just sold the Republican Party the most expensive piece of real estate it has ever purchased. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I think there were several reasons. First, Reince Priebus, head of the Republican Party. So why did he? Well, I can see several reasons. Number one, Reince Priebus, head of the Republican Party, came to his headquarters to get his signature, a sign of respect. Second, Second,